Good morning, everybody. It's just wonderful to be with you in this rather different and unique way, isn't it? But I feel we can connect and be together as we walk through this season of Lent, as we walk through this season leading us to the new life offered at Easter. As I've engaged with these readings this past week, the gospel is really a reading, a rather lengthy reading, but an incredible story. And I'd like to offer this morning a different lens with which to see that story. There's a lens through which we usually hear this story, but I'd like to offer you another lens that we can look through and see it in a new and different way and understanding. The first lens is one that we're oftentimes familiar with. This is about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And we hear the story of Jesus being with his followers, and word comes to him that Lazarus is ill. And what seems to be a strange part of the story is Jesus takes his time getting to Bethany, getting to Lazarus. But eventually he does. And when he arrives, Martha and Mary approach him, Lazarus' sisters, and as he arrives, they say to him, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." They're kind of ticked off. If you had been here, this would not have happened. And Jesus, of course, is also taken with emotion. And he, you know, where is the tomb? And Jesus goes there. And the great line, the verse of Jesus saying, "Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, come forth." Various ways that's kind of translated, but come forth, come out. And Lazarus comes forth. Reminder to us, though, that Lazarus being raised from the dead is not resurrection. But Lazarus is being called back to life. He's being called out of the death that has surrounded him, back to a life that hopefully in which he can flourish and live and be in community. Resurrection, which we'll celebrate two weeks from today, is about not just coming back from death, but entering into the fullness of life, entering into what we call eternal life, entering into a life beyond what we can even comprehend or know. The great theologian Teilhard de Chardin often says that we are, all of creation is moving towards its end point. Not meaning its end of destruction, but towards its fullness, towards that for which it was created to be. And we are part of that. And death does not prevent us from continuing to live into this life as we move forward together. That's resurrection. But this story of Lazarus is about bringing Lazarus back. That may be one lens with which we understand this story, and it's a good lens. There's no good or bad. But I want to offer you another lens that I think, at least as I sat with this reading this past week, really spoke to me at this time as we walk through this anxiety and fear of this coronavirus crisis. Let me go back to the story. Again, Jesus is with his disciples, and word comes to him that Lazarus is very ill. And it doesn't seem to worry Jesus. He eventually comes to the town, and once again he meets Martha and Mary. And once again, as the story says, they are upset with him, but believe in him, even though they are upset with him. Ever had that happen in your spiritual life, in your prayer life, being upset with God, but yet believing? So Christ comes among them. Now, we usually fast forward to the fact that Jesus calls Lazarus forth from the dead, but I want to focus on a couple of verses that oftentimes get lost or we read, but perhaps they kind of just go right over our heads. Jesus wept as well. He loved Lazarus. He loved Martha and Mary. He he is saddened by their, well, by Lazarus being dead. But notice what two things happen. Jesus gathers at the tomb, and here's a verse that maybe we didn't hear. Greatly disturbed, he came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, now at this tomb, people are gathered around. And you can almost picture, and it says, and Jesus said, take away the stone. Take away the stone. Do you hear that? Jesus is calling this community that's gathered in relationship with Lazarus and his family and saying to them, roll away the stone. You're a part of this too. Roll away the stone. And they roll away the stone. And Jesus calls forth Lazarus from his deadness. And the story is that Lazarus comes forth, and then Jesus once again, if you can picture this in your mind, Lazarus comes forth. And what does Jesus do? He turns once again to those gathered, and he says, unbind him and set him free. Unbind him and set him free. Makes reference to Lazarus being wrapped in the cloths of death. They would wrap people up and they put them in the tomb. And you can almost picture this Lazarus bound up. And Jesus says, unbind him and set him free. In many ways, this story is not just about Jesus raising someone from the dead, but I would suggest that it is also a call to us as the community of believers as to what ministry can look like. We are called to unbind each other. We are called to roll away the stone. You know, I think this so speaks to me during this time of the coronavirus as we are at home, feeling sometimes isolated, out of our regular routine and rhythms. We are at a distance, many of us at home, particularly if you live with a family or have a partner or someone you live with, there's another intimacy there that's growing that can sometimes be a little bit challenging as we live this new way together. The other day I was at home and I was sitting with this reading, and I've been thinking of it all week, and been doing some work at home, as many of us are doing, and I've been sitting at home, and I literally got up and I said to myself, even my body language spoke, I need to get out, I need to go for a walk in the neighborhood, and I literally did this. Do you feel that kind of being bound? Do you feel this kind of in our anxiety and our fear and in our concern, sometimes bound up? Do we feel like Lazarus, not totally alive or flourishing? And do we wait for Jesus to somehow give us a sense of direction? And I think in this reading, Jesus has given us something that we're all called to do. And I invite you, how can we roll away the stone? How can we unbind each other and set each other free? I think that has always been the mission and ministry of the church. But during this time, I think we're challenged to live ever more deeply into that. And how do we do that? I think by remaining connected at St. Paul's, we're looking to through our website, St. Paul's Connects, to various ways of staying connected, of gathering like this for live streaming of our Sunday service, morning prayer Monday through Friday. There's also opportunities for different ministries and groups gathering through Zoom to be connected and together. And many of our ministries are reaching out to folks in their various ministries as well, through phone calls, through emails, through Zoom meetings. There's also opportunities on that website that you can find that will offer you opportunities to reach beyond, to reach out to those who are hungry. There's such a need for food for folks in our community. The ministries in our community that work with the folks who are having even a more challenging time during this time, there's ways that we can connect to those ministries and provide incredible ministry to roll away the stone and unbind each other and set each other free. And so I encourage us during this season of Lent, as we walk to Holy Week, which we will be celebrating through live streaming, there will be more information about that, but that we look for ways that we can reach out to each other, a phone call. We're looking here at St. Paul's to perhaps have everyone in the parish receive a phone call from leadership, just to see how you're doing, just to see what's going on in your life so we can stay connected with one another. So I offer that reflection to you today. This story of Lazarus is not just about raising Lazarus from the dead, but it's a call to all of us for ministry, to call forth and unbind each other where we're not flourishing, where life is caught up in anxiety and concern and fear. How can we loosen that? How can we be in relationship with each other going forth? So God bless you all. I look forward to seeing you all here again when we gather again, which we will at some point. But let us go forth this day in ministry, caring for each other, loving each other, and unbinding each other from that which holds us back from the fullness of life that God wants to offer us.